Well, this individual, Sebastian, received an injury to his head, a serious injury, a blunt force trauma. So it's clearly it's clear that a weapon was used of substantial size. We have searched the house and we're searching the surrounding area up around Sylvan Park. So I'm appealing to the residents of Sylvan Park to check their back gardens, check their hedgerow. If there's any implement that shouldn't be there, that's foreign to the area, that has appeared in the last week, I ask them not to touch the item, but to contact the Institute of American at 07491-67100 immediately, so the item can be removed and forensically examined.
You have previously mentioned as well that there were people coming and going from the house in question on Wednesday last. You would be eager to speak to anyone who saw them coming and going or heard what they were talking about.
Yes, I mean, it's a busy house. There were five occupants in the house. Obviously, there was shopping done and a very big piece of business to do in town. Now, to get to their house, it passed by a whole range of other houses. Anybody who was in the area that day to come forward and assist us was anything they heard or saw in relation to these particular individuals.
And of course, this isn't just confined to Sylvan Park. There are numerous estates in the surrounding area, people there that could potentially help with this investigation.
Yes, I mean, if you take Sylvan Park as a centre of the focus of the investigation, you can really hear from that to Benavon and Gertley and all those areas. And obviously, people come and go to their houses in those areas and they may be familiar with these individuals. We asked them if they saw anything to come forward and assist us. Again, if they find anything in their gardens or anything strange that shouldn't be there, that looks unusual or has staining on it, contact us immediately so it can be retrieved for forensic examination.